joined on the pregame show by the skipper, Sean Smedley. And Smed, quite the road trip out of the All-Star break. You get hit with a 9-game road trip, but you go 7-2. What do you think it was about this team coming out of the All-Star break that led to that success?
We looked really fresh. I felt the guys had really good energy going into the series against Hickory, and we kind of just went to Salem and, you know, kept the train rolling. We had a really big performance by Larry Martinez in Salem, being Carolina League Player of the Week. But at the end of the day, I think the guys had some fresh legs. They came in looking really good, and, you know, we played really good baseball. So hopefully we can keep that rolling.
Larry being Player of the Week, it's pretty cool being that, you know, you look at this roster and there are a lot of headlining prospects, you could say, and he's not exactly high on that list, but his effort and his attitude is always so positive for this group. Kind of give us a look inside how much he benefits the team from that perspective.
Larry's always been a really good teammate. You know, he's always come to the ballpark excited, ready to go. And you know what? Sometimes you have those weeks where you find the barrel, and he found the barrel a lot. Put himself in good spots. You know, his teammates, you know, gave him RBI opportunities by getting on base. And, you know, when you look at the end of the week, everything added up for him. But, you know, the bottom part of our order really did a lot of damage last week. And when that happens and you can roll the lineup over to the top half, good things are going to happen.
Ryan McCoy, another new addition to this group, a guy who really hit the crap out of the ball in indie ball and earned this opportunity in affiliated ball. What do you expect out of him?
I expect him to come in each night and give himself an opportunity to have success. I mean, he's an older player. You know, he went to Louisville, so he's had really big college experience. But, you know, coming out of indie ball, it's one of those things that pitching is going to be a little bit better. It might be a little bit different style pitching, and it's something he's going to have to adjust to. But so far he's looked really good, and I'm excited for him to continue to have success here.
Myrtle Beach coming in this week, obviously a huge series, a lot of games left against Myrtle Beach. In the first part of this season series, what is it about Myrtle Beach that, in your opinion, has presented some problems?
At the end of the day, what they've done to us, I mean, the first three games, you know, you can wash your hands with that one. But after that, you know, last series when we played them, they played really good baseball. You know, you got to tip your hat when teams play good baseball. But at the same time, we had opportunities to score runs. We didn't take advantage of certain things. So hopefully moving forward, we can take advantage of, situations, whether it's two out hitting or moving a runner over or, you know, driving in a runner from third with less than two outs. When you can do those things and have really good details running the bases and playing good defense, you're going to win games. And, you know, honestly, they just kind of beat us the first series. And hopefully moving forward, we keep playing the good baseball we have been playing.
You know, looking at our numbers this month, we're pretty much up there in every category, maybe second to Myrtle Beach in a few of them. What do you think hitting coach Brett Schneider has done well with this group here this month?
He's done a great job with this group, you know, putting them in situations to, you know, make practice hard. That's something we preach is, you know, make practice hard so the game feels easier. Hitting reports have been really good, solid going into games. He's preached to the hitters when the guys come out of the bullpen to talk during the games and communicate what the guy in the bullpen has, and it's worked out really good for us. So if we, you know, like I said, it's, you know, kind of repeating myself, but if we continue to do this, we're going to have a lot of success.
Should be a fun week. Smed, thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.